Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today, looking at mainly sunny skies, will have a high of about 74 degrees. Temperature-wise, at this hour, in Kenosha, it's 55, 52 in Burlington, Milwaukee 61, and 60 degrees in Racine. Kenosha police helping their counterparts in Racine reference a vehicle on the far south side early this morning, not signaling on a turn for which there was an attempted traffic stop and it turned into a brief high-speed pursuit. Initial reports had the offending car eastbound on Chicory Road from Memorial Drive at about 1 a.m., then south on Sheridan Road. The vehicle at one point got to 84 miles per hour while also crossing the center line. The Racine officer was told to terminate the chase, but Kenosha was informed, including the 53rd Street address where the license plate was registered, officers eventually detaining two from that vehicle when it showed up. 5 years after skeletal remains were found along the Lake Michigan shoreline in Racine, DNA has now positively identified the victim, but questions still remain as to what happened. DNA comparison samples from family members led to the identification of Antonio Guerrero of Illinois, who was 31 years old at the time he went missing in September of 2011 from his home west of Chicago. His remains discovered in November of that year. Authorities do not believe they'll ever figure out exactly how the man died. Investigators say that one of the three people who died in that fire and explosion that leveled a home on Ketterhagen Road in the town of Burlington last month, that person was responsible for all their deaths. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says the investigation revealed 41-year-old Craig Lambert and 43-year-old Kim Howe had been involved in a domestic dispute after living together for years. Howe and her 17-year-old son, Nicholas Chalkin, had moved into a motel after kicking Lambert out. The fire reported about 45 minutes after Howe made a phone call saying that they were returning to the home to make sure that Lambert was packing up to leave. The investigation also revealing that Chalkin died of a gunshot wound to the back of the head and that an LP gas line in the basement had been removed, and that's what led to the explosion. Investigators say that while the exact series of the events may never be known, the evidence suggests that it was Lambert who was responsible for the fire, the explosion, and all three deaths. A now 15-year-old Racine boy accused of shooting death of his girlfriend last year, he enters a plea of not guilty in Racine Circuit Court.
Keller McQuay, who is facing charges including first-degree reckless homicide as an adult, waived his right to a preliminary hearing. He has also been charged with possession of a firearm by a felon and possession of a short-barreled rifle. McQuay is accused of the shooting death of his girlfriend, 14-year-old Vista Jackson, which occurred in McQuay's mother's home last September. His attorney's attempt to have the case heard in juvenile court were rejected last month. McQuay is next scheduled to appear in court July 15th for a pretrial conference. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Three people in Milwaukee recovering after being shot while outside the Family Dollar store at 20th and Capitol. The victims, a 45-year-old woman, two men ages 22 and 34. The injuries not life-threatening, according to Milwaukee police, who say they do not know if the three were bystanders or the intended targets. No arrests have been made thus far. Wear orange today to send a message about gun violence in Wisconsin and around the country. Reverend Jerry Hancock is coordinating the second annual National Gun Violence Awareness Day in Madison.
We just need to do all we can to raise awareness and to talk about some very common sense things we can do to lower the exposure to gun violence, particularly universal background checks and limiting access to weapons that are made for war.
Milwaukee and Appleton also being participants in the event tonight, which will include orange lighting on many buildings. A former Kenosha police officer accused of planting evidence in a murder case is avoiding prison time. 29-year-old Kyle Barr sentenced to a year of probation by Kenosha Judge Chad Kirkman. As a condition, the judge ordered Barrs to complete 80 hours of community service. If he violates that probation, Barrs could go to prison for a year or on extended supervision. He pled no contest to misconduct in public office. A misdemeanor count of obstructing was dismissed. He admitted that he planted an identification and a bullet during the murder trial of one of the men charged in the death of Anthony Edwards in 2014. There's a government watchdog agency that says the TSA needs to do more to secure airport perimeters and to adopt some new potential risks like insider threats. Mark Chase has more on this.
TSA data shows from 2009 to 2015, there were about 2,500 security breaches a year involving airport perimeter and airport access points. And it appears the number of security breaches is trending upward. But the Government Accountability Office says the TSA has not acted on the data effectively. A TSA spokesman who declined to be named said the agency is working with stakeholders to mitigate risks, and he said the agency is planning on implementing all of the GAO recommendations.
Well, the filing deadline for the fall election featuring local, state, and federal contests was Wednesday, and the race for 1st District Congress grabs the most attention with 7 candidates. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan being challenged by fellow Republican Paul Nehlen, along with 2 Democrats, Ryan Solon of Mount Pleasant and Tom Brough of Janesville. There's also a Libertarian, an Independent, and a Trump conservative. In the U.S. Senate race, in addition to Russ Feingold and another Democrat, incumbent Ron Johnson's being challenged by another Republican, plus a Libertarian. State Representatives Peter Barca and Todd Onstad will be running unopposed. Representative Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Assembly, is being challenged by Democrat Andy Mitchell. Representative Corey Mason will face Libertarian George Myers. Representative Tom Weatherston, 2 challengers, Libertarian Keith Deschler and Independent Bill Pringle. Democrat Amy Janis running against Representative Samantha Kirkman. 4 Republicans filing paperwork to run in the 83rd District, where incumbent Dave Craig is not seeking re-election. The district attorneys in Racine and Kenosha counties, they are not seeking re-election. Nominating papers filed by Republican Trish Hansen and Democrat Tom Binger for Racine, and in Kenosha County, Democrat Mike Gravely will be unopposed. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave holding a listening session at the West End Services Center building in Burlington, the same county-owned building targeted for demolition by the end of next year or in early 2018, which now costs about $40,000 a year just to operate and has some serious problems.
Our mechanicals are not very good, so that has to be replaced. And we have to put a new roof on this building, and they tell me by 2018, if you don't have a new roof on this building, you're going to have some serious problems. Well, there's a lot of asbestos in the roof. When they built this, they used asbestos. So essentially, to remove a roof with asbestos and then replace it, we're talking over $100,000.
There was a crowd of mostly seniors wanting to know specifically about their meeting space. Now, nobody spoke out against the plans for tearing down the building in favor of a new site. The discussion from there moved on to the Ridgewood Care Center and its possible sale. Some hesitancy with at least a few in the audience.
With the county overhead on it, I think we have more control over what's going on with it. Mm-hmm. I think. Otherwise, you get like a holding company that buys it, doesn't have any interest in it, and just takes it for what it's worth, mm-hmm. and then just gets rid of it. And then what do you have? I've never heard anything bad about Ridgewood. Mm-hmm. And it's been, I know for years when we first came here that they were always trying to get rid of it, the county.
Delagrave explaining the looming Ridgewood deficit, continued population decrease, Medicaid reimbursement problems, and he said the decision will be based on care, not the money. He also said that the very popular Meals on Wheels program will continue and likely be even better with a new location. Roads in Wisconsin, they are the most dangerous between now and Labor Day. This according to the State Patrol, which is warning the public about the 100 deadly days. Troopers say drivers need to pay close attention as these roads get more crowded for the summer driving season, and the weather tends to also raise emotions. As for the roads themselves, State Transportation Secretary Mark Gottlieb says this forthcoming budget request to Governor Walker not going to propose any major tax or fee increases, but he acknowledged that there will be road delays with expansion work and maintenance for all but the state's most traveled highways. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.